Welcome to Money Markets and Masterminds, a Citywire South Africa podcast that delves into the intricate world of finance, investment, and strategic decision-making. If you're a fund selector or an independent financial advisor looking for insights, analysis, and expert opinions to enhance your perspective, you're in the right place. You're with me, editor Ruan Uester. The National Treasury of South Africa has proposed significant amendments to the country's retirement system over the last few years, and the introduction of the two-pot pension system was only one of them. Initially and planned for implementation in March last year, it is now anticipated to happen in September this year. However, the date has not been set in stone by authorities yet. Under the new system, retirement scheme members can access up to one-third of their savings before retirement. The remaining two-thirds will be preserved for after retirement. In addition, Treasury proposed raising the amount initially accessible under the system from 25,000 Rand to 30,000 Rand. However, there are concerns regarding the potential consequences of this increase, such as higher withdrawal amounts and significant tax implications. These issues were barely touched on in the recent budget review for the upcoming financial year. So there's a clear need for some serious conversations between advisors and their clients, the very contributors to these retirement products, and what the near and longer term implications of the proposed framework will be. I invited Darren Burns, Head of Business Development at Graviton Wealth, which is part of the Sanlam Group, to the studio today to help unpack some of the intricacies of these reform measures. In his current role, Darren supports advisors to launch a business or grow the existing one. He is also responsible for developing retirement funds as a sustainable source for new business for IFAs and their practices. Welcome, Darren.
Thank you very much, Ruan. Great to be here.
What are the potential consequences of Treasury's proposal to raise the accessible amount from 25,000 Rand to 30,000 Rand, especially on individual retirement savings and the overall health of the pension fund industry?
Yeah, I think, you know, the number is, it's an interesting change to raise it. The number is not important, is not as important, should I say, as the actual savings behavior. I think, you know, whether it's 25,000 Rand is the limit or 30,000 Rand, it was less if it was more. The people that are going to be withdrawing their capital, as they're allowed to with this one-off withdrawal, will probably be taking a maximum amount. If they're going to take the maximum amount of 15,000 Rand, they're going to take the maximum amount of 25, they're going to take the maximum amount of 50. So I think the more important conversation is about the conversation that advisors are going to have with members, with their clients, just to explain the potential consequences of accessing the one-off withdrawal on an annual basis.
Could you delve into the specific tax implications of the two-pot system? How will the system alter taxation on retirement savings? And what should members, their advisors, and employers, for that matter, be aware of?
Yes, I think the details around the two-pot system, there's been many, many articles written about the changes, how it's going to be implemented. For me, the most important factor that members need to understand, especially those that have been working for a very long time and have been saving towards retirement, is that their vested portion, the portion that they have saved prior to any changes, stays as is and is subject to existing legislation. So that money is safe. Nothing's going to happen to it. And there's no significant changes to the legislation around that portion. So there's no need to panic. This is obviously a very much forward-looking change. Those members that are starting to work for the first time now, starting to be employed either this year or next year, they will never know about the older legislation and they will only ever experience the two-pot system. So for me, first of all, for those that have been working a long time, nothing changes with regards to existing saving. It's really only a forward-looking change. Then, with regards to the new changes and how the tax legislation and how the retirement savings and tax around that is going to work, it's very important for members to understand, first of all, the consequences of accessing their savings pot on an annual basis and not allowing it to grow over time. And obviously, secondly, you know, the contrary argument to that is that members are in desperate need of capital right now. We've seen that with the amount of pressure that's been put on Treasury. Members wanted the new legislation to come into effect from the 1st of March. And obviously, the institutions themselves are pushing for 1st of March 2025 in order to get all the processes in place. But back to the consequences of taking out or accessing your funds too early, right? So at the end of the day, with the two-pot system, you actually are going to, you get a choice of paying three different people. You can either pay yourself right now, so your current self, but then you have to pay the taxman at the same time, right? or you can pay your future self, and just your future self. In other words, if you're paying your future self, you're paying yourself the entire savings amount from an annual basis. However, if you want to go the opposite direction and withdraw from your savings pot, you actually need to pay two people now. You're only paying yourself half, let's call it half, of the savings, and the other half is going to the tax man. I know it's not exactly half, but whatever your marginal tax rate is. You really are not getting the benefit of that safety net of not having to pay the marginal tax rate, and obviously any growth on that saving at the same time over the long term.
With the potential for higher withdrawal volumes, what challenges might fund administrators face, and how could these be effectively managed?
Fund administrators are going to face, first of all, the challenge of making sure they are ready for the two-pot system when it does come into effect on the 1st of September, as it stands right now. However, we're also going to see a large increase in the number of annual transactions. You know, normally you will just see those members that are changing employers or resigning, accessing their savings pot or their retirement savings. This is now every single member has the ability to access their savings pot on an annual basis. And I can anticipate with quite a high level of confidence that the majority of the members that are employed in South Africa will be wanting to access their savings pot on an annual basis. I mean, if you just look at the actual predictions from the Treasury, they're anticipating a tax windfall of about 5 billion rand, an additional tax revenue just from the additional marginal income tax that's going to be collected from these once-off withdrawals this year.
Wow, that's quite an amount. The complexity of this system highlights the importance of ongoing communication and education for members and their advisors and so forth. What type of strategies should be employed to ensure understanding and compliance on both sides?
I think clear communication is obviously key. Clear communication between the industry and advisors and their clients. So it is a complex system. I think a lot of the complexity will disappear over time once the vested portion kind of fades away and we only have the new portion going forward. But I just think that your members, your end clients need to understand those consequences of accessing that savings pot, given that it is so accessible going forward and there's no restrictions around it. Look, at the end of the day, I think it's going to lead to a little bit more consistency, probably, in the actual savings pool in South Africa. You're going to have more people accessing their once-off annual savings pot that they're allowed to access, but you're also going to have the other two-thirds, which is not accessible going forward. In the past, you could access all of your retirement savings if you wanted to, if you resigned or were changing jobs. Now, this portion that's in the retirement savings is not accessible at all. So you'll probably have more consistent withdrawals, but you'll also have more consistent savings, given the fact that you can't access that two-thirds that is left behind in the retirement pot.
Darren, no system is immune to change. Are there any anticipated amendments that members, employers, and advisors should prepare for?
Look, we've been surprised with a few changes in the past. As it stands right now, we note the Revenue Laws Amendment Bill was passed last week, Tuesday, 20th February. And that is as much as we know right now. The set date is the 1st of September for everything to come into effect. Whatever is invested in your current retirement pot on the 31st of August will be used to calculate, your new seeding capital, and everything will continue as proposed. However, we have seen changes in the past at the last minute. So it's not impossible, but ultimately it is impossible to predict if there are going to be any more changes.
Well, that's all the time we have today, but it is clear that a lot more preparation and work around the two-pot proposals still need to be done, whether you're a member, an advisor, or an employer. Thank you, Darren, for your time and sharing your insights into this pension system. It was a very worthy conversation. And to all our CityWire South African listeners, thank you for tuning into this episode of Money, Markets, and Masterminds with me, editor Ruan Uester. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your network. Until next time, goodbye.